Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with Wall Street Reporter. Joining me today is Richard Packer, CEO of Zoll Medical Corp, which is traded on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol ZOLL. Thanks for joining me today, Rick.
Glad to be here, Juan. Thank you.
Great. So you guys recently had an agreement to purchase assets of Alcius Corp?
Correct.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is building on Zoll's strategy to create the most widest and deepest portfolio of resuscitation products. As you know, our business is cardiac resuscitation. It's bringing people back from sudden cardiac arrest, which is the number one killer in the United States today. Lately, people have been focused on the end of the sequence in terms of when we get someone back, how do we keep them alive and productive and get them out of a hospital. And the class one therapy for that is therapeutic hypothermia. So you bring someone back to life, you then cool them, keep their body in a cooled condition. That allows their chemicals in their body to reset. It avoids further brain injury. And when you rewarm people, you get much better clinical outcomes. We purchased last year the remnants of a endovascular hypothermia company called Radiant. So last week we agreed to purchase the assets of another endovascular hypothermia company called Alcius. They were doing about $12.5 million of revenue. They were the leading company in this space. So putting the portfolios of products together, we think we are going to create the dominant position in hypothermia.
Okay, and also a hospital in California implemented one of your products, AutoPulse?
Yes. And the AutoPulse is an automated CPR device. It is a way of supplementing manual CPR. CPR is something that has to be done on almost everyone that suffers a sudden cardiac arrest. We know it as putting our hands on the chest and pushing hard and pushing fast. Unfortunately, we as humans don't do CPR very well. We don't move blood very well. And the AutoPulse is an automated way of doing CPR. It is the leading product in the automated CPR market. It has been growing quite rapidly. Last quarter grew about 60%. So that's at the front end of the chain of survival for cardiac arrest.
And can you talk a little bit more about your the resuscitation line of products and some of the uses in the market right now?
Yeah, so primarily people think about cardiac arrest. They think about needing a defibrillator to come reset the heart and get the heart beating again. And while the defibrillator accounts for about 75% of the total resuscitation market, people are recognizing that it is necessary but not sufficient. So the biggest products that we have within Zoll are defibrillators. We sell defibrillators to hospitals and ambulance companies where they're used by doctors, nurses, and paramedics. We also have a large business that sells defibrillators, or also called AEDs, automated external defibrillators. These are the little boxes that you see hanging on the walls of airports or in airlines or at stadiums that a layperson can use to shock someone that is in cardiac arrest. That's also a large portion of our business. And our competitors are only defibrillator companies. What is unique about Zoll is we have built a portfolio of other resuscitation products. We just talked about a couple of them, one being hypothermia, one being automated CPR. But we also have a very unique product called the Life Vest. And this is a wearable defibrillator, so it is a product that someone who is at high chance of cardiac arrest would go to their doctor would prescribe that they wear this product for a period of time. They would then get the product, wear it for a couple of months during a time of high risk of sudden cardiac arrest. Hopefully, nothing would occur during those 2 months, and they would take the vest off and live their life. if something did occur, and unfortunately they did suffer a sudden cardiac arrest, it would be like having a paramedic by their side 24/7. They would immediately get a life-saving shock. We put this product on more than 12,000 people today, and it has a 98% rescue success rate.
Great. And what can specifically investors look forward to with some of the milestones with some of these products and with the company over the next year?
So I think that there are a number of very exciting things that are happening. First of all, this Alcius transaction will close in the springtime, and we will have our first therapeutic hypothermia product in the market in our third quarter. So we'll start generating revenue from that immediately. The LifeVest, we're expecting to grow in excess of 50% year over year. It did a little bit better than that in our first quarter, and we'll see if it continues on that pace. But we expect that to be probably the fastest growing product within the Zoll portfolio. We also look for the capital equipment market, which is a little slow right now given the economic conditions, to firm up as we move through this year. And we have a whole new line of defibrillators that go to the hospital market as well as the pre-hospital market. And in a more robust buying scenario, it will grow quite well. So there's a lot of things that are happening within Zoll these days.
Well, great. Once again, I have with me today Richard Packer, CEO of Zoll Medical, which is once again traded on the NASDAQ, ticker symbol ZOLL. Mr. Packer, can you give me some of the reasons that investors should consider the company today?
Well, I think our valuation is obviously very compelling. I think a lot of companies are in that condition. But unlike a lot of companies, Zoll is very, very strong. We do not have a dime of debt on our balance sheet. We have more than $60 million of cash. We generate cash every single quarter. So we're very, very strong financially. We're also in a marketplace that while things may slow down, people have to buy our equipment. People need defibrillators to run ambulance services or to run hospitals. So the buying will be there eventually, even if it's somewhat delayed. But we have a very, very robust core business in the defibrillator business. But then around that, we have these very rapidly growing, emerging, unique products such as the LifeVest and such as the hypothermia products that no one in our industry has that will provide tremendous amounts of growth in the future as well as increased profitability. So I think it's a great time to buy Zoll.
Well, great, and we certainly do look forward to tracking your progress over the next few months. And I'd like to thank you for joining me today, Mr. Packer.
Oh, you're welcome, Juan.
Thanks.